go from here? What do we do? Do we have a national conversation? Do we demand that state legislators take on this issue in any ways they can, or federal Congress take things on? Peter, let's start with you, and we'll go right around the panel here.
I think you hinted exactly what needs to happen. We need to have congressional hearings, public congressional hearings, about the ways that the various Patriot Act and NSA wiretapping authorities are being used. We need an inspector general's investigation into the allegations that were made by Snowden. And I think we need for that investigation to go beyond just the use of Section 215, which is at the heart of a lot of what Snowden released. We need full and transparent information about PRISM. Even if we're not told exactly how that who that program is targeting, if it's targeting anyone or if it's just being broadly used as a fishing expedition, how is that generally being used? And then ultimately, I think out of those conversations, we need to see some reform of the Patriot Act and the NSA wiretapping, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, to ensure that there is actual effective judicial oversight about how these powers are being used and tailoring their use so that it is based on individualized suspicion and isn't allowed to be used as a fishing expedition to simply broadly see if any Americans are doing suspicious things.
Thank you, Peter. Rick Angelotta, where do we go from here?
Well, I think our states need to exercise a lot more power, and I'm I thank Senator Ortiz Pino for having the courage to try to pass such legislation against drones. But I think the public also really needs to pay attention and really know what's going on and seek other sources other than mainstream media, because they're probably not going to find out a whole lot from the mainstream media unless it's something dealing with Hollywood or otherwise. But they really need to pay attention and use their votes wisely to...
Thank you. Senator Ortiz Pino, I know there are interim committees meeting right now. What can the state legislature do in this arena?
Well, I mean, I think the debate does have to be broader than just congressional hearings. And every time a state legislature or a city council, even for that matter, or an individual police chief or association of police chiefs, for example, says, we're not going to enforce the Real ID Act here, or we're not going to do such and such, or we're going to forbid this, that furthers the debate, I think. And that is exactly what in a democracy ought to be going on. We ought to be talking about these things in every possible arena. And if enough people say no, you know, people used to poo-poo city councils that would take positions on the war in Vietnam or in Iraq or wherever, state legislatures that would get involved in things that were beyond their purview. Well, that's part of public debate. And whenever any group gets together and says, we don't like that direction, that registers and that starts having an impact. And ultimately, it turns things around. And I think that's exactly what we need to be doing as state legislators, talking about some of these issues,